Okay, we are now beginning Monday of the combined Torah portions of Nitzavim and Vayelach. So we are in chapter 30, verse 1. V'hayakivo elecha kol adam ha'ela ha'bracha v'aklola sh'nasat lefanecha v'shivo salavavecha b'chol ha'goyim asher hidichacha Adonai elohecha shama. And it will be, when all these things come upon you, the blessings and the curse that I presented before you, then you will take it to your heart among all the nations where Hashem, your God, has dispersed you. Verse 2. V'shavta ad Adonai Elohecha v'shamata b'kolo k'chol asher nochi mitzavecha hayom ato uvanecha b'chol levavcha u'v'chol nafshecha. And you will return to Hashem, your God, and listen to His voice according to everything that I command you today, you and your children, with all your heart and all your soul. Verse 3. B'shav Adonai Elohecha eshvuscha b'richamecha b'shav v'kibetzcha mikol ha'amim asher hafitzcha Adonai Elohecha shama. Then Hashem, your God, will return your captivity and have mercy on you, and He will gather you in from all the people to where Hashem, your God, has scattered you. Now, this is the only Rashi we have in today's very short portion. B'shav Adonai Elohecha eshvuscha, it's actually a very, very famous concept. Let me explain the question, because Rashi is always coming to answer our question. And B'shav Hashem Elokecha, Shav, is the simple, what we call in Hebrew, kal, grammatical construction. In the simple grammatical construction, the concept of return isn't returning something else. It would only be if you yourself were returning. Like Shav would mean he will return or he will come back. But here, seemingly, the verse is saying that he will bring back, meaning in the Hebrew we would call this hifil, transitive. It's impacting something else. So how do we say vishav, which is kal, which is the simple construction, as if Hashem is talking about himself, when of course Hashem is not talking about himself, right? He's talking about bringing back the Jewish people. This is a very famous question, which the Talmud discusses. And the answer of the Talmud, the answer of our sages, is that he's really bringing himself back. It says v'shav because he will return. Why is he returning? He's taking us out of exile, because when the Jewish people are in exile, God is in exile as well. Now, for that to make sense linguistically and grammatically, there's another change that has to happen, which is legitimate, but not how we would normally translate it. Again, it's easier if you understand the Hebrew, but I'll try to explain it. The verse says, V'shav Hashem Elokecha es shvuscha. And God, Hashem, your God, will return your captives. Es has no translatable meaning in Hebrew. Es is actually a grammatical word. Es means the following word is a direct object. So therefore, v'shav, he will return, meaning he's going to bring back S. Now I'm introducing the direct object of whom God is bringing back. Shvuscha, the captives, the Jewish people that are captive in exile. So that all works, except we say v'shav doesn't work. It should say then v'heshiv, which would be hifil, which would mean v'heshiv, Hashem, Elokecha, shvuscha. Perfect, grammatically, linguistically, all works beautifully, and God will bring back the captives, your captives. But the problem is, that's not how the Chumash is written, so that's not what the Pasuk means. So then our Chachamim said, Vishav means, yes, it's in the Kal, it's in the simple construct, because he is, very simply, bringing himself out of exile. But then what's this Eshvuscha business? Es, introducing the direct object, Shvuscha, your captives. If that has nothing to do with Vishav Hashem Elokecha, and God is returning from exile. So there's another way we can understand S. Normally, 90% of the time or so, S has no translation. It's the introduction of a direct object. But sometimes S can have a translation, and the translation is with. So therefore, since God is returning himself, it's the Kal. It's a simple construction. God is taking himself out. He is returning himself. V'shav Hashem Elokecha. God, your God, will return himself. S with, not how we normally do it, but sometimes allowed, Shvuscha, your captives. So God will return himself with your captives, which is a beautiful concept, meaning when the Jews are in exile, God is in exile as well. That's the first explanation of Rashi. It's very classical, and it's very often quoted by the Lubavitcher Rebbe, bringing out this concept of, look how much God loves us. Look how much God is with us in our pain. He's literally with us in our pain. He's literally with us in our exile, that he has to take himself out when he takes us out. That's the first interpretation of Rashi. The second one is that we could say it is so great or so difficult, so to speak, for God to take the captives out, to get the Jewish people out of exile, that it uses the kal, I will return, meaning I will get myself out, because it's as if he goes into exile to bring out each and every Jew. So, v'shav Hashem Elokecha eshvuscha, and again, and God will return with the captives, same way we translated it the first time around, but here for a different reason. The first time, the idea is, we're in exile, God is in exile. God's redeeming the captives, God's redeeming himself. The second explanation, God is returning with us because he has to go to our place of exile to bring us out, which is also a very beautiful concept. And then to support this, Rashi quotes where we see V'shavti eshvus Mitzrayim, and I will return the captivity of Egypt. Again, the same idea, not in hifil, but in kal, not causative, I'm bringing them out, but kal, I'm bringing myself out. We're here, obviously, we know God wasn't in Egypt. So if it says that God is returning himself when he's getting us out of Egypt, why? Because God entered into Egypt to get us out of Egypt. So again, this is the one Rashi in our section. We have the same, of course, questions with both. The question being, why does it say v'shav, which is kal, as if he's taking himself out, when it should be hifil, v'heshiv, because he's taking us out? The first answer, God's with us in exile, he's taking us out. He's taking himself out, S, with the captives. God's taking himself out with us. The second answer, very similar. God's taking himself out with us, but for a different reason. Not because he's with us in exile, but because he personally, so to speak, has to go to our place of captivity and one by one take every Jew back home. Pasuk Dalet. Im yenidachacha b'ksei ha-shamayim, mishem yikabetzcha ad-nalachar, mishem yikachacha. If your dispersed will be at the ends of the heavens, from there Hashem, your God, will gather you in, and from there he will take you. Verse 5. Hashem, your God, will bring you to the land of which your forefathers took possession, and you shall take possession of it. He will do good to you and make you more numerous than your forefathers. Verse 6. Hashem your God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your offspring to love Hashem your God with all your heart and with all your soul, that you may live.